Now, it's late at night. The room is relatively dark. Let's talk about something a little dark in and of itself. Now, there have long been rumors, mythos, stories about entities from beyond our space, beings that aren't exactly extraterrestrial, powerful, dangerous, called upon by thinking the wrong thing in the wrong place, or the right thing in the wrong place, called upon by urges or by whim, or by thinking the right words again and again. You might, accidentally or on purpose, summon up a being of such power that you might regret it, but there's no turning back once you travel down that road any distance at all. So I say to you, imagine for me such a being. They often don't look like we might be familiar with, but they do enter the mythology of our world. For example, some such entities have long, thick tendrils, tentacles, if you will, that seem to come from nowhere. Now, I want you to think my name 3 times, Pet, to evoke it, as it were. Think it with all your might as I say it. Elena, think it in your mind. And again, Elena. Think of a dark, shadowed room, you lying on a bed, Elena. A sudden change in the texture of the air, you might feel it in the room you're in right now. You might feel it whether you want to or not. A change, a darkening, and yet you can see, or possibly just hear, a dull, warm, wet sound, as if some obscene orifice were being opened, and some long, sliding, slick thing coming out, sliding up over the base of the bed. Imagine. Then, with sudden force, they wrap themselves around your legs, your ankles, holding you in place. They're warm. Not slimy. Instead, they're secreting something warm that you can feel entering your bloodstream, an aphrodisiac, arousing, addicting. Wrapping around you, you feel one sliding up your legs, rubbing the backs of your calves, rubbing there. And you realize that you've thought the wrong thing and opened a dimensional instability under the bed. And as they wrap tight around your legs, suddenly, those aphrodisiac chemical-coated tendrils are entering you, sliding inside the most intimate and sensual of holes, entering, sliding in, mind and body. Suddenly, they're longer, reaching deeper than anything else could ever reach, touching all the right places in all the right ways, deft, delicate, skillful, taking, claiming. Rubbing, you can hear a dim growl from the edge of your vision, but you can't move because they've now wrapped themselves around your arms. Oh, it's so good, because it's entering again and again. Pleasure. Pleasure flows from where it enters. Something about it must be taking you over, making you feel good. As that tendril takes, claims, makes you feel incredible. Now it's thrusting harder and harder. Something is going to happen to it. You can hear in your mind phantom whispers from beyond the veil. This is good. You want this. You will enjoy this. Again and again, the back of your mind, open with needy pleasure. And as you lie there, your mind having achieved a higher state of enlightenment, enabling it to survive contact with this entity unharmed, you realize that the enlightenment is coming at the cost of pleasure. You're so in tune with your environment, with your own body, that those tendrils touching you are sending a pleasurable staccato through the very depths of your soul, a pleasurable, infinitely orgasmic, blissful symphony, a sonata of miserable pleasure. You may want to fight, but it's too good, because you may know that this is only going to get better. Thrust after thrust, it's corkscrewing as it enters, sliding from side to side, twisting to give you the most pleasure possible, as moment by moment you hear the squelching of your own lewd, needy entrance. The aphrodisiac is soaking in, taking away all higher reason. You're an entity of lust. Your mouth, you may feel it open right now because one of those tendrils is sliding inside. You might find you suck, you lick, you enjoy it. Your mind is so able to go under that it left itself open to this thing's control. This thing's controlling might. Your mind being taken completely. Body being taken completely. Claimed, thrusted into violently, but you can only feel good. That aphrodisiac's too good. And you can only feel the pleasure, the bliss, the euphoria of being used by something so powerful. Now. Suddenly it's reaching a crescendo. You're going to come. It's going to come. You feel that aphrodisiac coating you, as with a final shuddering thrust. The entity apparently feels good and slides out. And the moment it leaves, you feel your own pleasure rise. That orgasm. You're feeling it now, and it's so good. It's better than anything you've ever experienced, pet. Better than anything as you come, pet, again and again and again. Changing your mental landscape. Suddenly, it's gone. The room is returned to normal. Your pulse calms, your breathing ragged, but returning to normal. However, next to you, you can see them there, a pair of panties, a pair of simple, elegant panties. And you look at them, and you know, as if that entity had left something behind in your mind. From now on, whenever you are wearing any pair of panties in public, at any moment, no matter what you're wearing, whether it's boxers or regular underwear, underpants, thongs, it doesn't matter. They may suddenly be this pair of panties. And if you're somewhere safe, and you think, Elena, three times, those tendrils will come back and have their way with you. But even if you don't, within those underwear, it is possible for those tendrils to form themselves up into thrusting, phallic toys that then enter you, claiming you, moving, predicting your responses. Whenever you're somewhere safe and have a moment to yourself, that might just happen. That might just happen from this moment onward. You've left yourself open and prey to that. And there's simply nothing you can do to fight it because your mind was so skilled at opening itself that when that entity left behind those panties, it was signifying, for if you look, they've already vanished, that it will come through your underwear whenever it wants to and enter you. Or that if you think the same three words again, my name, thrice, Elena. Elena, and let's not tempt fate by saying it a third time, then those tentacles will come back. You have to want them to, but if you summon them, they'll be there, and they'll take you just as firmly and violently and at more length than this time. They'll take you until you're satiated, until you can't come anymore. Believe me, I know. And now, as the darkened room of the inner mind brightens, your mind goes. Everything else vanishes as you begin to awake, cementing in your mind the knowledge of how those panties will behave, and that those panties are in fact going to become any pair of panties you ever put on. There's no escaping. No matter what you're wearing, those tendrils can come back if you're safe and vulnerable, or if you summon them. Now, waking on three, waking with a faint feeling of all the pleasurable abuse you just went through, fresh in your mind. One, slowly waking. Two, waking quicker. Three, waking with that aphrodisiac still on your skin. Hope you enjoyed yourself. I've got a date with something.